Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Miss Arkansas Week in K-Fine Country, and we have Miss Greater Jonesboro on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Emily Doggett. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
So Miss Arkansas Week, it's like all these weeks and months of getting ready for it. It's finally here. What does it feel like to wake up on a Monday morning as a part of Miss Arkansas Week?
It feels amazing. I'm in the Robinson Center as we speak, taking a break from our early morning rehearsal, but it is so much fun so far. I'm so excited to be here.
Wait, so you guys are already doing rehearsals this week?
Yes.
That's crazy. Wow. So for people who have never really maybe talked to somebody who's been in a pageant of this size, a lot of times, like, I think I had the misconception that you go down there, there's a one-night deal, and it's kind of over. Like, this week is jam-packed with stuff, right?
Yes, that is not the case at all. It is full-fledged pageant week. We have so many different appearances at different luncheons in the governor's mansion, and we also have our Diamond State Princess arrival today as well. And there's so much that goes into a production this size that it requires so much rehearsal from all of the contestants.
So as you're here with Miss Arkansas Week, it's finally upon you. What's been the toughest part about this whole journey for you?
I think the toughest part is honestly just being on at all times, ready to go early in the morning till late at night. That's probably the hardest part of the week, but you have so much adrenaline and so much excitement around you that you don't have time to really realize how tired you are until you get to bed that night.
So, like, what time did you wake up this morning?
This morning I woke up at 5:50.
And did you have to pretty much put your face on and get ready right off the bat?
Pretty much. We're all ready to go here. Started rehearsals at around 7, and now we are continuing to rehearse, and then we'll have a full packed schedule for the rest of the day.
So is it true that you did your interview portion of the contest last night?
That is true.
And can we talk about the question? Can we even reveal what the question was?
I don't know how much I can reveal about questions, but I definitely had to prepare for what is going on currently in the news and politics, and they also asked me a lot about my platform and the work that I've done so far beforehand coming to the state competition, so I got asked a lot about different things like that.
So talk about your platform. What is the platform that you are out there championing this year?
So my platform is volunteerism, finding your match. And so I did a lot of work in the Jonesboro community about different things like city youth ministries, the First Baptist Care Center, and the food pantry. And I got to talk about the different projects that I did at those different locations. And so it was really nice to get to represent Jonesboro and explain what a great community is and how I was working to make it better.
So, Miss Arkansas, we think about the crown, we think about all the stuff that you get with that, but I think the most important thing is, and the reason that so many young ladies go and do this, is because of the scholarship. What does
Absolutely.
That mean for you when you think about the potential there for all the scholarship dollars?
It is such a blessing when I think about how the opportunity for this, and not just the opportunity, but they also give each contestant a $400 scholarship just by making it to Miss Arkansas, and so that to me is so humbling that so many people in the state of Arkansas believe in the women that are competing in this organization, and so I'm just so thankful.
So Emily Doggett joins us on the phone this morning. She's Miss Greater Jonesboro, part of Miss Arkansas this week, and you're down there with a whole bunch of friends from the Red Wolves dance team. What is that like to have? What is it like to have so many of your friends, and now you're competing against them in this pageant this weekend?
It's so wonderful to be down here experiencing something so unique with your really close friends. And I don't really think of it all as competing against them because we're just all down here having so much fun and, you know, going through all the same emotions together. It's really more of a bonding experience than anything else.
This is truly one of those weeks you'll remember for the rest of your life, so we hope you enjoy the entire week at Miss Arkansas.
Yes, thank you so much.
Emily Doggett joins us on the phone this morning. Have a great week, Emily.
Thank you so much.
Miss Greater Jonesboro, Emily Doggett joins us. And the great thing about this week is we have tons of Miss Arkansas coverage coming up this week on KFine, all presented by United Home Insurance, Simply Auto, and sponsored by Air Choice One.